This is VOA News Via Remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. Sudanese anti-coup protesters took to the streets Saturday against this week's military takeover that derailed the country's transition to civilian rule, witnesses said. We began our march in the capital's twin city of Omdurman, a witness at the first protest said. Demonstrators immediately followed in Khartoum itself, chanting "No, no" to military rule. The protests were organized by pro-democracy activists after Sudanese generals launched a coup last Monday that triggered widespread international condemnations. General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan led the military takeover. He also ordered the detention of Sudan's civilian leadership, dissolved the government, and declared a state of emergency. The leaders of the world's economic powers are gathering for the first in-person summit since the coronavirus pandemic. Italian Premier Mario Draghi is welcoming the group of 20 heads of state in Rome. Climate change, economic recovery, and the global minimum corporate tax rate are all on the agenda. Saturday's opening session was focused on global health and the economy, with a meeting on the sidelines for key leaders to discuss next steps on Iran's nuclear program. Italy is hoping the G20 will secure key commitments from countries representing 80% of the global economy ahead of the UN climate conference that begins Sunday in Glasgow, Scotland. On Iran, U.S. President Joe Biden huddles with European allies to talk through strategy on that country's nuclear program. The leaders are pressing Saturday for a diplomatic resolution and planning for the possibility Iran declines to return to the negotiating table. Biden's meeting with the leaders of Germany, France, and Britain comes at a pivotal time. Iran continues to enrich uranium grade to near weapons grade levels. This is VOA News. Dozens of relatives and dignitaries gathered in South Korea's capital Saturday to pay their final respects to former President Roh Tae-woo, a key participant in a 1979 military coup who later won a landmark democratic election before his political career ended with imprisonment for corruption and treason. Pandemic restrictions limited the size of funeral services for Roh, who died Tuesday at age 88 from complications from various illnesses. Doctors said his condition worsened in recent years because of a degenerative disorder. President Moon Jae-in's decision to hold a state funeral for Roh was controversial because of his links to the coup and a bloody suppression of pro-democracy protesters in 1980 that killed around 200 people and injured hundreds of others. Moon, who did not visit Roh's memorial altar at a Seoul hospital before leaving for Rome for meetings with Pope Francis and group of 20 leaders, said through his office that Roh made significant contributions to national development despite many historical wrongdoings. Working to patch things up with an old ally, U.S. President Joe Biden told French President Emmanuel Macron that the U.S. had been clumsy in its handling of a secret U.S.-British submarine deal with Australia, an arrangement that left France in the lurch and rattled Europe's faith in American loyalty. Biden and Macron greeted each other with handshakes and shoulder grabs before their first face-to-face meeting since the deal was publicly announced in September, marking the latest American effort to try to smooth hurt French sensibilities. The U.S.-led submarine contract supplanted a prior French deal to supply Australia with its own diesel-powered submarines. The U.S. argued that the move, which will arm the Pacific ally with higher-quality nuclear-powered boats, will better enable Australia to contain Chinese encroachment in the region. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has paved the way for children ages 5 to 11 to get Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, but there's one more regulatory hurdle. Next week, advisors at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will discuss which youngsters should get vaccinated. In the meantime, Pfizer plans to start shipping millions of vials of the pediatric vaccine to doctors' offices, pharmacies, and other vaccination sites. The kid-sized doses are just a third of the amount given to teens and adults. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman reporting for VOA News.
Thank you.